The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Well, thank you for joining me on Bob Burney Live this afternoon. Let's see, what is this? This is Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. And allow me the privilege of giving you my phone number. It's a privilege because I'd love to hear from the listeners. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Did you hear what Ohio State University is trying to trademark? Well, I misspoke. It's not Ohio State University. It is the Ohio State University. And yes, indeed, the Ohio State University is attempting to trademark the T-H-E. Yeah, here's the story. I'm not making this up. The Ohio State University has filed a trademark for the word the. According to online records from the United States Patent and Trademark Office, the trademark was filed on August 8th. The university is seeking the trademark for use on clothing and hats. Really? Yeah. The filing made on August 8th indicates hashtag Ohio State is offering a brand of the clothing. Just the. Now, I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't contacted any official from the Ohio State University, but it seems like they want to put out a clothing line, jerseys, shirts, T-shirts, hats, scarves, bags, who knows what else, with just the. Just T-H-E, just the, and they want to trademark it. I don't know. I am not an expert on anything, but I kind of doubt that this is going to pass. I am looking at the actual application. It says wordmark goods and services, or wordmark the. Just T-H-E, not the Ohio State University. They already have that trademark. Just the, T-H-E. Goods and services, clothing, T-shirts, baseball caps, and hats. First use in commerce. The drawing code, standard character mark, filing date, August 8, 2019. The applicant, the Ohio State University, gives the address and so forth. The attorney of record, Samantha Quimby, type of mark, trademark, register, principal, live or dead indicator, alive. This is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting if the United States Patent and Trademark Office actually grants them a trademark for just the. I don't know. Bizarre, strange, but who knows? Who knows? Here is good news out of Alaska. This is a case that I brought to your attention several months ago. A women's shelter in Alaska called the Downtown Soup Kitchen Hope Center of Anchorage. That's the full name. The Downtown Soup Kitchen Hope Center of Anchorage filed a lawsuit against the state of Alaska because back, let me see, when did this happen? November of 2018. This past November, wait a minute, Equal Rights Commission filed a complaint, this didn't happen of November of 18. The lawsuit was filed in November of 2018. Anyway, here's what happens. This is a women's shelter in Anchorage, Alaska, for women only. All right. January of 2018. It happened in January 2018. The lawsuit was filed in November of 2018. All right. On a cold, snowy, wintry evening, January 2018, according to court documents, a man came to the shelter drunk. He was denied access, and the shelter paid for a cab ride to take the man to a hospital. But they basically said, no, this is a women's shelter. You can't come in. The drunk transgender male said, and I quote, they let two women in, the other two women in, then stopped me and said, no, you can't come in. You're not female. You're male. The transgender man said, no, I'm female. What you are doing is wrong. Well, again, the shelter paid for a cab ride for the biological anatomical male to go to a hospital, but they would not allow him into the shelter. In his court filing against the shelter, he said, quote, Jesus Christ would not have denied me entrance or anybody like me based on my outer appearance. We must treat people with love and respect and dignity, whomever they are, because it's on the inside, and that's all I have to say, he said in the court filing. Well, the Anchorage, Alaska Equal Rights Commission filed a formal complaint against the shelter. Now, remember, this is a shelter for women, and many of these women have been abused by men. Many of them are fearful for men. And it's an open shelter. I saw a picture of it. There are beds just in an open room. There's really no privacy in the sleeping quarters. So this biological, anatomical man wants to come and sleep with the women because he claims to be transgender. So the Anchorage Equal Rights Commission filed a complaint against them, and the Downtown Hope Center filed a lawsuit against the commission. And the good news is the women's shelter has been granted a temporary injunction. Temporary injunction. U.S. District Court for the District of Alaska issued a preliminary injunction for the Downtown Soup Kitchen Hope Center of Anchorage. So it will protect them at least for a time. District Judge Sharon Gleason said in the decision that while preventing discrimination against protected classes is clearly an important public interest, the city law does not apply to the homeless shelter. Therefore, enjoining the enforcement of those provisions against Hope Center's homeless shelter will not significantly curtail public interest. The Alliance Defending Freedom is the organization that came to their defense. Katie Anderson, senior counsel, said this, quote, "All Americans should be free to live out their faith and serve their neighbors, especially homeless women who have suffered sexual abuse without being targeted or harassed by the government. No woman, particularly not an abuse survivor, should be forced to sleep or disrobe next to a man. The court's order will allow the center to continue in its duty to protect the vulnerable women it serves while this lawsuit moves forward." So it is a temporary victory, but indeed a victory. Not just for this women's shelter, for common sense, and it's a victory for sexually abused, molested, fearful women all over the country. That's good news. All right, more good news. We're going to take a break, and yeah, I have some good news to share in this break, so don't go away.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hey, folks, just a reminder, don't be taken in by a scam. My goodness, there are so many scams. Most of them are just absolutely obvious, but some of these scammers are getting a little more sophisticated. Scammers are calling people and saying, "Hi, I'm with the Social Security Administration, and all of your Social Security funds have been cut off because blah, 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 blah. And all they need, you know, is your bank account, your Social Security number, and they will restore." Yeah, right. The other one is the IRS. Joy has gotten this like three times in the last week. "Hi, we're from the Internal Revenue Service." No, the Internal Revenue Service doesn't call you. They send you certified mail if you're in trouble in some way. And no, Social Security doesn't call you. So just be careful. But I was just, during the break, I was deleting some of the emails out of my junk folder. It empties itself every 30 days, and I've got way, way, way over 1,000 junk mails in my junk folder. And I need to go through it because we have a very aggressive junk mail folder filter, spam filter here at WRFD. And I don't know, two or three times a month, an important email gets put over into my junk mail folder, and if I don't check it, it empties itself once a month, and I could lose some important emails. So usually once a week, I try to go through and delete the junk mail. And the reason I brought this up, I'm just reminded how gullible people are, because these scams have to work at least sometime, or people wouldn't go to all the trouble to do it. I just got an email. It's in my junk mail folder from David Smith. And it says, "My name is David Smith. I am a British citizen. I need your assistance to claim funds from Yorkshire Bank UK. Funds belong to a deceased friend of mine. He left behind the sum of 2.5 million Great British pounds." Great British pounds? Yeah. "In Yorkshire Bank without a next of kin. He was a British/Saudi citizen. My wife is a nurse in the United States. We both intend to retire to your country. Let me know your options towards assisting us. What? And then he wants me to respond directly to his email address, which is a Gmail address. Usually these things are bizarre addresses. But whoever this guy is, this crook, and he's a crook or she, who knows, this must work at least occasionally, or they wouldn't go through all the trouble to do it. And when I go through my junk folder, there will be 20, 30, 40, 50 of these bogus emails from a citizen in Great Britain or Saudi Arabia. And they're all scams, of course, and it's easy to see that. But they must be able to fool some people, probably the elderly, that are not real tech savvy. So if you have elderly parents or relatives, just warn them not to respond to these phony, bogus emails. Immediately under the David Smith email, MoneyGram reward. Congratulations. You have won $60 million from MoneyGram online sweepstakes promotion. For more contact, for more information, contact at, wow. Again, they must get success. So just be careful. And by the way, when you get the phone call, and I get these at least 2 to 3 times a month, hi, this is John from the Police Benevolent Fund. Hang up. Has nothing to do with the police. It's a scam. Please be careful of the scams. Please, please, please be careful of the scams. All right, good news concerning Planned Parenthood, because it's bad news for Planned Parenthood. That makes sense? Yeah, I think you understand. I'll give it to you when we come back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.